Pest control advisors making recommendations in tree nut orchards and other crops need to always think about drift issues. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Anthony Dunnell is owner of Russian Dunnell Consulting. In Salinas, he comments on drift issues and how to keep nearby crops and people safe.
There's been several instances this year where the wind's blowing, the PCA writes a recommendation, it might not wind up going out. The grower doesn't think about, well, the wind might be blowing tomorrow or the next day when this stuff's going to be applied, and he doesn't include that in the rec, right, to specifically steer away from that, but it's on the label. The label says that, but it's out of his control to do that. If he writes that recommendation with those on there, then he covers himself, right? He protects himself.
And it's very important for the PCA to cover him or herself.
If you don't put those things in the recommendation, then you're exposing yourself. If you're in an airplane going 150 miles an hour and you're drawing that material out at the end of that pass into an adjacent field, which again, this has happened several times this year, where we go out and look at it, and yeah, that's what happened. There's another comment in here about the best recommendation you can write is the one that will be refused. And yet it has statements on that label, you know, it's labeled for that crop, but it says, oh, it might injure it. Well, the grower needs to be aware of that.
And that recommendation could be one he might refuse, but at least he knows. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.